Next case, please.
The next application is 11,827. Paula Weir seeks a variance from the front yard setback and a special use exception for a garage studio apartment, sections 115-40C, 115-42B, and 115-182D of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the east side of Arrowhead Lane, approximately 135 feet south of Camp Arrowhead Road. The 911 address is 34126 Arrowhead Lane, Lewis. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 234, map 12.18, parcels 22 and 23. Specifically, they're requesting a 4.3-foot variance from the front, a 14.3-foot variance from the front, and a special use exception for a garage studio apartment. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Paula Weir, 34126 Arrowhead Lane, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, we'd like to try and get a variance on the uniqueness of the property. It's two lots, and they're narrowed that we just had combined to one lot. Cannot otherwise be developed. House was built in the 70s. Financially, we would not be able to move and make it compliant. The deck was built around the same time, and it's also the entrance to our house. It's an open deck. When we had it built, we thought that the property line went to the road. Not created by the applicant. Again, we thought that it was built in compliance until we recently had a survey done, and at that point, the surveyor told us that it was not compliant and we needed to come to the county. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. If the variance is approved, it won't alter the area. There's other houses across the street that looks like they're at the same setback as ours. Our house on Lot 1, there was a house on Lot 1 that burnt, but before it was burnt, it looked like it also lined up to our house. The other mobile home on Lot 4 looks to be the same as ours. So I'm asking the board to give us a minimum variance so that we could be compliant with our land.
Ms. Cornwell, what kind of variance are we looking for here? Because it's not on the application.
It's the, sorry, let me get to that. It is a 4.3-foot variance to the house, which would be from the 25.7, and then it's 14.3 variance to the deck, which is the 15.7-foot to the property. And then again, they're looking for a special use exception for a new garage studio apartment.
And where would that be placed?
If you're looking at the house, it would be to the left, sir.
Facing the, from the, standing on Arrowhead Lane, facing the dwelling, it'd be to the left?
It would be on the same, not facing the dwelling.
Standing on Arrowhead?
Yes.
Facing the house?
It'll be to the left.
Left?
Yes.
Where Lot 2 is, has been deleted?
Yes.
Okay. And it'd be under 800 square feet?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, I'm asking questions out of turn.
No, it's all right, go ahead.
Trying to move things on so we can.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
And we're looking.
I keep striking them off as you ask them.
I've done the same thing, so.
And we're asking for 4.3 variance for the structure?
Right, and a 14.3 for the deck.
Right, 14.3 for the deck.
And a special use exception at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, you're hitting them, so we're just marking ours off, so you're going to keep going.
Yeah, they came in for the special use exception. We noticed they had some setback issues, and then they were trying to combine the lots.
Maybe get it cleaned up now for you, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why, you know, my husband built it back in the 70s, not thinking, you know.
Are you going to blame him?
Oh, I definitely blame him. I'm not taking the blame.
We're not going to get into that one. Okay?
Okay, so you also think that the lot's unique because it's trapezoidal in shape?
Yes.
That you feel that the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property since it's all been developed for so long.
Yes.
That, won't alter the central character of the neighborhood. It's a minimum to afford relief.
Yes.
And how has it not have been created by you?
Yes. How has it not been created by me?
Yes.
Because when he built the house, he thought that he was building it in compliance until we had, like I said, the survey done. And then that's when we realized that, you know, our property line didn't go to the road.
Okay. And he is not you, and you're the applicant.
I'm the applicant.
Fair enough.
He's getting beat.
No other questions.
Thank you. You've hit them pretty good. Mr. Hudson.
And you don't feel like the studio apartment will substantially adversely affect the uses of neighboring adjacent properties?
No, I do not. No.
Okay, they got mine.
Got my back.
Mr. Rickards, mine's answered.
No questions.
Mr. Workman.
No question.
Mr. Sharp, none. Okay, I'm sorry.
I just have two. Oh. The garage apartment, is that a new structure or is that part of the existing dwelling?
It's a new structure.
Okay. And I presume it'll meet all setback requirements as well?
Yes.
And we're not going to ask who's building it.
I'm handling it.
And I presume there'll be a dedicated parking space for the person who's going to be residing in that apartment?
Yes, there will.
Okay. I have no further questions. Ooh. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that's in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, and I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has convinced me that there's a uniqueness to the property because of its shape, that the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, that she, the applicant, didn't create the hardship, that the request has not or will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, be detrimental to public welfare. That's a minimum to afford relief, and the requested special use exception will not substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring or adjacent properties, and we didn't hear any testimony to the contrary, so I make a motion that we approve both variances and the special use exception for case number 11,827.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,827. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,827 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
John, the only thing you didn't do on that case is second yourself.
Yeah, right. Or present it. Oh, no, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Good night, sir.
Good night.
Okay, gentlemen, that's all of the...
I was getting a little leery there. I said, maybe he'll second himself.
No, I was waiting for Jeff.
All right, gentlemen, that's all right. The regular business.